wasn't a class, that overwhelmed you. Max Scherzer sort of developed late. We know that Max wasn't going to accept a deal to the Mets.
Hey, William, this is Dan and Cam from ESPN Ithaca. How's it going?
Hey, good, man. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great, yeah. So we've got a recording going. Looking forward to Watkins Glen this weekend. That's about 40 minutes from where we're located, so we're going to be down there covering the race, so that's going to be really fun. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. Yeah.
Beautiful area down there.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It is nice.
All right, so let's get this thing going. 3, 2, 1. This is Between the Lines here on ESPN Ithaca. Dan Daugherty and Cam Denmark filling in for Nick Karski this week. And the big weekend at Watkins Glen is right around the corner. And joining us now is one of the younger drivers in the Cup Series, former Rookie of the Year and 2017 Xfinity Series champion. That's 23-year-old William Byron. William, thanks for joining us. And since you've got a playoff spot locked up, how have you spent your 2 weeks off leading up to this race?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a fun 2 weeks. I got a chance to do a little bit of vacation up in Rhode Island with my family and then was able to spend some time with my girlfriend as well. So that was nice. And then I was able to race this past week at a Wisconsin International Raceway in a late model car. So that was fun. I really enjoyed that and felt like I learned some things. So nice to be back in the swing of things.
I was going to say, William, I saw that you ran at Wisconsin International Raceway a couple days ago. How was it to kind of fall back on your roots a little bit and compete with some of the guys at the ARCA Midwest Series?
Honestly, it was a blast. I mean, that series is competitive and tough. Anytime you go to someone's local tracks, it's really hard to compete. But I felt like we did a good job of running well, and I think we've got a lot of potential, hopefully, to run some more races here in the future and try to get more opportunities. I'd love to race more super late models just to occupy some time and be able to go out and learn some things through racing.
So what kind of lessons, I suppose, do you take away from those kinds of races that would translate to the Cup Series?
Well, I think anytime you're racing in a car, you're getting those sensations through the seat of your pants and through everything that you do gives you those sensations and gives you that kind of adrenaline that is what it takes to be competitive. And so I feel like that's the biggest thing that I learn is just trying to get more experience and try to slow things down when I get in the Cup car and not be quite so fast when I run the Cup car. So I'm able to kind of use the same skills and try to learn from that.
And it's definitely worked out for you this season. You've been red hot since you won in Miami after what was a slow start to the season for you. So what clicked down there for you in Florida and the races following that?
Well, I think honestly, we've built a good system. You know, this is his first year in the Cup Series, and he's built a good foundation for how to race and learn and grow. So I've been really, really proud of him and how he's learned the Cup Series. And I feel like we just have been able to grow with each other and adapt and continue to progress forward.
So like Dan kind of alluded to, you're third in points so far this season, and with a win at Homestead Miami, you're already in the playoffs. So I guess, how does your approach and execution of a race change, if at all, when you're already kind of locked into a playoff spot?
Honestly, just try to win more races for the bonus points. That's the biggest thing for us, is trying to win as many races as possible to get those bonus points that help you throughout the playoffs. So if you can get 5 more bonus points, that's a huge deal. Big total playoff points that comes with. So that's our biggest goal.
We're talking to William Byron here on BTL, the driver of the number 24 car, currently third in the Cup Series standings. And William, a fun thing I read recently was that the owner of your Hendrick Motorsports team, Rick Hendrick, said that he wants you to retire with the team. And I want to ask, is it weird to hear retirement and your name in the same sentence?
Well, I hope I'm there for that long for sure. I'm definitely thankful for this great opportunity that Mr. H has given me, and it's amazing to be with the team. I feel like it's a dream of mine to race for Hendrick Motorsports and to compete with them, and hopefully I can race for as many years as I possibly can until I start declining, I guess. So I'd love to keep going.
I'd love to be thinking about retirement at 23. That'd be great. 25 right now. I'm not there yet, but we'll get there eventually. So heading into the season, we've had a lot of new tracks on the schedule. We've had Bristol on dirt, Nashville Super Speedway, Circuit of the Americas, just to name a few. As a driver, how do you prepare for some of these courses that you may have really never seen before?
I mean, honestly, just try to adapt and learn as quickly as you can in practice. That's the biggest thing about NASCAR racing. Without practice like it's been this year, you just have to adapt and learn as quick as you can. So the best thing you can do is just kind of approach things open-minded, go out there, try to learn the track and get used to the car, and then eventually you'll start making lap time and start feeling things out and start knowing where you need to be. So it just takes time, but hopefully, you know, in a couple laps you can start to figure it out.
Are you a fan of these newer circuits and sort of this emphasis on road courses and short track racing?
I like it. I think that it's fun. I like the short tracks more than the road courses, I think, but I'm all for more short tracks and road courses. I think that makes the racing better. I feel like we're all closer together. There's a little bit more contact and things like that, and that creates a good show.
And since you got your start in racing on virtual courses, does that still play a big part in your preparation for different races throughout the season?
Not as much during the season. I feel like it's more of an off-season activity as I'm trying to just continue to stay sharp. But yeah, I mean, virtual racing is an awesome avenue, and I've got an esports team myself, so it's a you know, big deal to me. But yeah, more in the off season, I'd say.
So let's look ahead to Watkins this weekend. In your opinion, what makes Watkins different from other road courses that are on the schedule?
Well, I think it's just a fast road course. I think we go to a lot of road courses that are kind of slow and technical. I feel like Watkins Glen's the opposite. It's very fast, high pace. You can really carry a lot of momentum, and you got to minimize your mistakes. And so those things make it difficult, makes it tough to pass, but you can still pass and still get runs on guys. It's just as a challenge. So that's the biggest thing. But yeah, I love Watkins Glen. I think it's one of the coolest road courses we go to because it's so fast.
Love it. And last question here before we let you go, William. You got one road course win in your career. So what needs to be done this weekend to get another one here in Watkins Glen?
Well, I'd love to. I'd love to win this weekend. I think, honestly, the biggest thing is just trying to stay up front, manage the brakes and the tires, and have enough left at the end to go race with. So I feel like we've got a good opportunity this weekend, and hopefully we'll have really good speed.
Best of luck. Enjoy the area this weekend, and have a great race on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
Thanks, William.
Thanks, guys. See ya.